This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Alberta Roundup. I'm your host, Rachel Emanuel. I'm sorry I missed last week's show. I know you guys miss me, but I was overseas doing some very important work. Now we have a lot to catch up on, so let's jump into today's topics. The Alberta Legislature has approved the Sovereignty Act. The United Conservative Party is pulling ahead of the NDP in recent polling. The Premier has secured Tylenol for kids. And Danielle Smith skips Rachel Notley's portrait unveiling. All that and more happening now on the Alberta Roundup. Okay guys, up first, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith's Sovereignty Act passed through the Alberta Legislature in the early hours of the morning on Thursday. It was just 10 days after it was tabled. It feels like we've been talking about the Sovereignty Act for months. Well, because we have. Danielle Smith first pitched a Sovereignty Act during the United Conservative Party leadership race as a means to bar federal legislation deemed harmful to Alberta and its interest. She said, in fact, a Sovereignty Act would be her first bill as Premier if elected. So this is a big deal for her, having made good on that promise.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The United Conservative Party majority government passed motions at the final three stages of the bill to limit debate and quicken the bill's passage. In its final form, Bill 1, or the Alberta Sovereignty Within the United Canada Act, was stripped of a provision which would have granted Smith's cabinet the power to rewrite laws outside the legislative process. Following criticism, the government put forward amendments to remove those powers, but the Premier wouldn't say whether the original wording was intentional. The House then moved into third reading, and the bill was approved around 1 a.m. Mountain Time on Thursday morning. The final vote was 27-4 and 7 against, with opposition NDP MLAs voting against the legislation. The NDP also voted against the amendment and the bill at all three readings. It's also worth noting the NDP didn't offer any amendments to Bill 1. But before its passage, NDP leader Rachel Notley hosted a press conference on Wednesday with former Bank of Canada Governor David Dodge to convince Premier Smith that her flagship bill would chase away investment in the province. Here's what Dodge had to say.
Unfortunately, it seems to me that even proposing the Sovereignty Act creates a climate of uncertainty which makes it less attractive for investors to participate in the building of such a platform for growth. Whatever its final form, the act is a signal to the world that we don't quite know what we're doing, that we can't quite get the fundamental stuff right.
That press conference didn't go over very well with the Premier. Take a listen to her exchange with Notley in the legislature this week.
Mr. Speaker, today I stood with the former governor of the Bank of Canada, Mr. David Dodge. Mr. Dodge, very articulately, impressed upon Albertans how the Premier's Sovereignty Act, amended or not, will harm our economy.
So let me get this straight. We have a Liberal appointee to the Bank of Canada who is not even from Alberta, who didn't read the bill, who didn't read the amendments, and quite frankly, the Bank of Canada increased interest rates 0.5% again today, which actually has a dampening effect on investment, coming to Alberta to tell us how to run our affairs.
Shame.
You know, I'm wondering who this opposition leader is going to have at her next press conference. Maybe she should just invite Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, yeah.
Polling from the Angus Reid Institute has previously found that a majority of Albertans don't support the Alberta Sovereignty Act, which Danielle Smith says she hopes she never has to use. Speaking of Angus Reid polling, Danielle Smith has the approval of 42% of Albertans. She placed 6th out of Canada's premiers, ahead of Ontario Premier Doug Ford and behind BC Premier David Eby. Under Smith's leadership, the UCP is also polling ahead of the NDP for the first time since September. According to a Main Street Research poll, the United Conservative Party is leading by 2 points, and an Angus Rees poll shows the UCP leading by 4 points. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says shelves will soon be restocked with children's pain medication after reaching a tentative deal with a Turkish manufacturer to supply 5 million bottles of acetaminophen and ibuprofen. The deal with Atabane Pharmaceuticals and Fine Chemicals is still subject to approval from Health Canada, but provincial officers are confident the supplier will be green-lighted to ship medications to Alberta in the coming weeks. Shelves across Canada have been stripped bare of the fever-reducing medications, with pharmacists keeping supplies behind the counter to prevent stockpiling. Take a listen to what the Premier had to say about it earlier this week.
Right now, your government is working with Alberta Health Services and Health Canada on the details and logistics to import this medicine. And you can feel confident that we are all moving as quickly as we can so that Alberta families can get what they need. And it will be available at your local pharmacy in short order once it arrives. I know there's still more work to do, and I want you to know that your government is listening. I truly hope that this new supply will provide a little bit more comfort and relief to our families. I'd now like to invite Minister Copping to provide you with some of the details.
Now, it seems for some people, the glass is always half empty. There is a fair number of criticism to this announcement. One Twitter user says the bottles won't address the systemic failures of the UCP under both Kenney and now Smith. Another user called it a band-aid solution. And still another says the bottles will alleviate a few symptoms of a viral infection, but not complications from the trifecta of viruses impacting children. While I'm sure parents of sick kids are very relieved to hear about the announcement. Another big story coming out of Alberta this week, this one is from the CBC's Janet French. A new code of conduct for Alberta teachers requires them to report to authorities any colleague who harms or abuses a student. The new code, which will apply to all of the province's 53,000 teachers, as of January 1, could see teachers who conceal their colleagues' abusive behavior also be charged with unprofessional conduct. This seems like a very positive step to me. What do you guys think? Moving into the controversy of the week, Premier Smith skipped NDP leader Rachel Snotley portrait unveiling at the Alberta Legislature earlier this week. Shortly before 11 a.m. on Thursday, word came that Smith wouldn't attend. She sent Nathan Newdorf, one of her deputy premiers. In a statement, Smith's office said Premier Smith had hoped to attend Rachel Notley's portrait unveiling ceremony. However, she attended an important meeting with the Kitas Kenau Tribal Council and a caucus meeting. Deputy Premier Nathan Newdorf joined the unveiling ceremony in her place. The Calgary Herald's Don Braid says premiers always pay their respect for past premiers at these affairs. Notley, in fact, did it herself 3 times when she was the premier, unveiling portraits of former PC premiers Alison Redford, Dave Hancock, and Jim Prentice. Okay, guys, what we're watching in the weeks to come, this is not an Alberta-specific story, it is a national story, but I have been keeping you guys updated with it, and I promised that I would keep you in the loop about recent updates. You guys know that the Liberals tried to sneak in a last-minute amendment to Bill C-21 to further restrict access to semi-automatic shotguns and rifles, including those primarily used by hunters, farmers, and sport shooters. During question period on Thursday, several NDP MPs stood up and denounced the government's move. NDP MP Taylor Backrack said people feel hoodwinked by the last-minute amendment as the government goes after the tools his neighbors use for hunting, predator control, and backcountry safety. When is the Prime Minister going to realize the mistake he's made, fix this mess, and back up the bus? Meanwhile, NDP MP Alistair McGregor also had some choice words for the Liberal government, and we'll play those for you now.
Mr. Speaker, the government's proposed amendment to C-21 has become a textbook case on what not to do. This change was brought in at the 11th hour with no consultation and no testimony. It has distracted from the original purpose of the bill, and it hurts rural communities. Hunters, farmers, and Indigenous communities are outraged that some of the rifles and shotguns that they used to provide for their families could be banned. The Minister of Public Safety blindsided Canadians when he made this mess. How is he going to fix it?
But not everyone was so impressed. Conservative MP Dane Lloyd said it's about time the NDP joined the official opposition in standing up for firearms owners. Okay guys, and ending on a light noted topic for you here, the official Last of Us trailer is here. The Last of Us is an upcoming HBO American post-apocalyptic drama television series. It's based on the 2013 video game, and the series follows a smuggler tasked with escorting a teenager across the post-apocalyptic United States. But why are we talking about this? Well, the series, said to be the largest television production in Canadian history, was filmed in Alberta from July 2021 to June 2022. Definitely take a look at the trailer and see which Alberta landmarks you can find. Okay guys, that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're so inclined, please visit donate.tnc.news to show us your support. I'll see you next week, and God bless.